This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee.
And I'm Femi Okay.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Good morning. It's Friday, the day we check out new movies on the show. Pass the popcorn, please. Arefa Guzman.
Can we have breakfast first?
I had popcorn for breakfast, but that's tragic. Film critic for Newsday is here to talk about Ang Lee's Taking Woodstock and the September issue. Good morning, Rafer.
Morning.
Let's start with Ang Lee's Taking Woodstock. It's out this weekend. Why so late? It's actually behind the anniversary of the actual Woodstock concert.
That's a good point. I don't know why it's out so late, but it has been pushed back a little here and there. I think the date has changed, and I don't know why they decided to release it on a Wednesday either. Maybe to get a jump on the weekend. There's not much else out that's coming out this weekend in terms of mainstream releases, aside from a couple of horror films. So maybe they thought they'd get a jump on the weekend.
You sort of think this is kind of a horror film in your review.
Well, I don't know if I thought it was quite that bad, but I just didn't think it was quite as successful as it could have been, especially coming from a filmmaker like Ang Lee.
Give us a quick plot summary.
It's kind of two stories in one. It's based on the memoir of Elliot Tiber, who was a young man at the time running a very dumpy Catskills motel with his parents when the Woodstock organizers came to town, and they wound up using his motel as home base for their operations. The other story is that Tiber was sort of a semi-closeted gay man at the time. He was out when he lived in New York City, but he was, you know, much more in the closet when living with his parents in the Catskills.
If you only could see one movie this week, would Taking Woodstock be one of them?
If you're a horror fan, there are probably better ones. Halloween 2 and Final Destination are coming out, but I think the September issue is a much livelier, a much more enjoyable film.
Well, this is a documentary, right?
That's a documentary on Anna Wintour and the making of the September 2000 issue of Vogue, the famously fat September issue.
Let's listen to a quick clip.
Fashion's not about looking back; it's always about looking forward.
Yeah, we really feel that this is the most important message to put in a September issue.
I thought it was pretty.
You can hear her staff are terrified of her. This is funny. I've saw the trailer.
Yes.
And I keep laughing every time I see it. It's hilarious.
It's R.J. Cutler, my old buddy.
Is that right?
I have to recuse myself on this one since we're pals.
From Great Neck.
Yeah. Well, from The War Room, and he actually was executive producer of a radio show I did a long time ago.
We worked together
for years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he does a good job in this film. I think. He definitely does a good job of humanizing Anna Wintour, which not easy to do. I mean,
if you
believe her public persona, but she does come across as much more likable and much more personable in this film than you'd imagine.
And the plot line does what? It follows the September issue, which is a big deal in Vogue. September is January in the fashion world, one of the characters actually says in the documentary.
Right, exactly. And, it basically follows all the sort of nitty-gritties of the photo shoots, redoing the photo shoots, traveling to, you know, Paris, London, Rome.
And that this can be successful after The Devil Wore Prada is a real testimony.
Yes, that's true. It's true. Well, it's a testimony to the continuing fascination I think people have with Anna Wintour.
Rafer Guzman, he's the film critic for Newsday. He's been talking to us about Ang Lee's Taking Woodstock and the September issue. Thanks, Rafer.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.